Thanks for joining us. Just yesterday, we told you about the number of homeless youth on the rise. But now that the weather is changing, all the homeless have a challenge: survive the cold. News Channel 2's Kirk Tupai joins us with an expert on surviving the harsh weather when you're homeless.
John Bennett is a survivalist. He's also homeless. His reasons for choosing to be homeless are too personal to share on television, but his mission is to see that homeless people are able to survive in the elements.
People that go to the mission have never been homeless, some of them. Some of them don't even know what camping is, you know what I mean? But they're right on the cusp of that edge of being homeless.
John is certified in search and rescue, so he's using his skills to pass along to those who find themselves stuck in the elements. He recommends dressing for the cold in layers, but be careful about overdressing.
Sweating in the winter will kill you. You'll, you know, calm down. You'll get in the bunk, and that frozen ice sweat will encapsulate that cold in your body.
Choose clothing options wisely if you can.
Wool, it'll save your life. It will save your life. Don't depend on anything else that they spend billions of dollars trying to create when, seriously, the simplest thing is the most effective.
When it comes to essential tools for survival, having a way to light a fire ranks at the top.
Well, the BIC is going to be always number one. There's other choices like this ferrocerium rod. I got one on my Mora Light My Fire. It's just mesh metal.
Lighting a fire is easy if you know where to find the proper fuel. The birch tree has bark that is ideal for starting fires.
And that has birch oil in it, and it's highly flammable. You strike a ferro rod to that, and that'll light right up. So we're going to start a fire with that today. It's a great tender fire starter.
If you're unable to find shelter, you can always build your own debris shelter with branches and anything to keep the elements out.
Right after we build the shelter, first thing I'm going to want to do is build a fire. Yep. There it is. And then what I'll do is I'll just lay this right over that. That'll burn for a minute. It's all that birch bark in there.
John explains the many benefits of having a fire.
A lot of people just give up when they're lost or in need. The fire, it keeps you occupied. It's a great mental stabilizer. It keeps you in tune. You know, you don't think about all the freezing and the bad things, so you just stare into a nice warm fire. It does great for the mind.
John will be teaching a survival course at the Rome Rescue Mission on Wednesday, November 20th from 10 to noon at the Rome Rescue Mission. In Rome, I'm Kirk Tupai reporting for News Channel 2.